Yeah, thank you to the worship team. You can go ahead and have a seat, okay? Thank you very much as the worship team finds their seat now. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Wow, where'd the year go?
I don't know.
Wow. Wow, here we are, Christmas Eve. Tomorrow's the big day. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I have a confession to make. Earlier on today, I had a Grinch moment. Have you ever have a Grinch moment? Okay? The thought came to me, but it got out of my head really quickly. The thought came to me, but I got rid of it really quickly. I thought to myself, I gotta go out tonight. I don't wanna go out tonight. Have you ever been in that situation? You got your, I don't know how to describe them, but your at-home comfies on. You got those on? Okay. And then you're kind of, I don't think I shaved for almost a week. So, you know, I was full on Greek. And I had Einstein hair, you know, because I hadn't mopped it for, for a while. And I thought to myself, I got to go out tonight. And then it suddenly struck on me. This is the best night of the week. This is the best service of the year. I look forward to this service. What was I thinking that I wouldn't want to come here tonight? The weather's beautiful. Was it? Last year was an ice storm, wasn't it? Yeah, right, Christmas Eve and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, We're coming to celebrate the birth of a Savior. How could I not want to be here? I told you, like, it was 5 minutes of a Grinch moment. I think I felt green for a while there. It was unbelievable. But then I had another profound thought in the midst of all of that, because we've all been there where I thought, I just don't want to do this. And as I was thinking that and pondering all of that, I thought to myself, wow, what if Jesus, as God incarnate, who came as a baby in a manger, said, I don't want to go out tonight. I don't want to bother. In fact, have you met them? Have you met the people that, claim to, be my creation? They're not always obedient. They don't always get it right. Sometimes they hurt the ones they love in ways that I can't even fathom. And for many reasons, it would be just good just to not ever consider them or think of them or ever worry about them again. But you know what the beautiful thing is about Christmas? When we recognize what it represents in terms of the Christian message, that God did love us enough and cared for us enough to send his son, Jesus Christ, not as a king, not as a majestic warrior, not as someone that could raise up armies in such a way and use that power and authority to grab all the power and to show us the mighty hand of God. Instead, it was done in the most unexpected way imaginable, that God came as a helpless baby in a manger to walk our walk, to live our lives, to experience what we experience. There's a beautiful passage in the book of Hebrews that we have an advocate in heaven who is a, who has experienced everything that we've experienced. So when we follow Jesus as Lord, it's not like, Jesus, you don't know anything about my life. In fact, Jesus knows your life in a very intimate way, in a beautiful way. He hears you. He cares for you. He loves you. He even died for you. And that's the beautiful thing that I had to remind even myself earlier on today. So yeah, so I shaved. Put a brush through my hair. Even got in the shower. And put some decent clothes on. Because we worship an amazing Savior. And we come to this night of holy nights, and we sing these songs that are just so reminiscent for many of us of years of recognizing this beautiful thing. Do you realize we've been saying Merry Christmas since 1534? It was written first by a bishop to Oliver Cromwell, who happened to be a minister of King Henry VIII. And in those days, to say Merry Christmas meant that you stood for something, that you stood for justice, that you stood for peace, that you stood for love, that you stood as a follower of Jesus Christ. But most of all, it meant that your heart had been changed dramatically. And that's the beautiful thing about following Jesus, is that we become much more than we could ever have imagined on our own. And so as we come here tonight, I pray that you would just take a few moments and kind of get that Grinch out of you and recognize the beautiful gift that we have of Jesus Christ. You know, somebody, Sue actually sent me this. Thank you, Sue. I'm going to read something that I thought was really well done. It's from Kate Bowler's forthcoming book, Have a Beautiful, Terrible Day. It's coming out in January. And it's a blessing that she wrote concerning the incarnation and the birth of Jesus. And this is what it says. You are here. What a wonder. Robed in the everyday majesty of a newborn, so beautiful, so soft, so new, perfect in the terrifying fragility that thrills every parent. God became human, blinking at strange new surroundings, all wisdom and power poured into a smallness that knows hunger and gravity. An unseen urgency for your mother's skin. And Mary, so newly parted from you, turns her thoughts to the impossible angelic visitation that promised you'd come. And she knew, somehow, staring at your eyelashes, that you were a great reversal, here to put all things right. Blessed are we when our hearts warm with her. You're here, and we are too, newly come to worship with kings and shepherds and barn animals and angels as you light up the world on this holiest, loveliest night. Amen. You know, we can come and we can from a distance enjoy the wonderful news of a coming Savior. But I alluded earlier to the recognition that for those of us who follow Jesus Christ, our hearts have been changed. And right now, we live in a world that desperately needs hearts changed. Wouldn't it be nice to have a little bit of peace come the new year? Wouldn't it be nice to have a little bit of justice in the new year? Wouldn't it be nice to have a little bit of grace and not have to live under the yoke of authority and power, and every person have a place where they're not objectified, they're not put in a social strata? But that's the beautiful message of Jesus, that for each and every one that carry him in our own hearts, we have an opportunity to make a difference in the world that we live in. Not just a difference in our own hearts, but a difference to those that we care about, to our neighbor, to the community that we're a part of. And this is such a needed message in our world today. So in a minute, I'm going to light the Christ candle. And I'm going to ask right now those that are helping us light the candles to come forward as well. Because that's the challenge of this night, is are you going to be the same person after tonight? As we light these candles, and as we light the Christ candle, can we be emissaries of the God who sent his son Jesus to bring peace to the world, to bring hope to the world, to bring joy to the world, love to the world, but most of all, to bring forgiveness and a reconciled relationship with God? I don't know what message is better than that. I've yet to find it, and I know for a fact I never will. So join me as we light the Christ candle, remembering the birth of a child. And since Jesus has come, the world has never been the same. And you know what? When Jesus comes into your life and into your heart, you will never be the same. So if we stand together, if you have your candles, if you don't have your candles, one of the ushers can bring one around for you. But I'm going to light my candle. I'm going to ask the worship team to come. We're going to close in a couple of songs that are incredibly meaningful. Songs that will challenge us and remind us that this beautiful night is a night where our light can shine as followers of Jesus. We can have his heart and his story in our lives in a really powerful way. All right? So these people are going to come now down the rows and going to light candles for each and every one of you. All right? And the worship team is going to lead us in a couple of songs as we lift our light in the name of Jesus our Lord.